Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Herndon moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball towards center. Mitchell catches it and throws to home to double up Lemon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castano moves to third. Two outs. Dave Engel pinch hits for Tom Brunansky. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Engel now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Ivey moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Parrish scores. Ivey moves to third. Cabell moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field. Ward picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Ivey scores. Cabell scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. Jones moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. John Pacella now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ivey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing first base. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Washington reaches second base with a double. Castano scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 10-4, Tigers. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Washington moves to third. It's 10-5, Tigers. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington scores. Engel moves to second. One out. It's 10-6, Tigers. Dave Tobik now pitching. Jesu Vega pinch hits for Randy Johnson. Jesu Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Twins 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Boris now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Cabell moves to second. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones bunts towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Castano covering, for the out. Cabell moves to third. Lemon moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker catches it and throws to first to double up Castano. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Twins 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ivey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Engel hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.